My name is Lee Hawkins. I've been a journalist for over 25 years. On my new podcast, What Happened in Alabama, I get answers to some of the hardest questions about how things came to be for many Black Americans and the truth that must come before any reconciliation can happen. I investigate my family history, my upbringing in Minnesota, and my father's painful nightmares about growing up in Alabama. What Happened in Alabama is a new series confronting the cycles of trauma for myself, my family, and for many Black Americans. Listen now.
We need you now. One generous Marketplace fan, Dr. Joe Rush from Florida, is offering to match the next $50,000 in donations to Marketplace. And every single gift gets us closer to a critically important May fundraising goal. Give right now and double your impact thanks to this generous match. Go to marketplace.org/donate. Open enrollment, a time for choices, and a time for scams. I'm David Brancaccio. First, the shared office space company WeWork has filed for bankruptcy protection. Once valued at tens of billions of dollars, it has faced mismanagement, heavy debt, and the shift to working from home, Marketplace's Nova Safo reports.
WeWork's bankruptcy is not a surprise. In August, it warned that it may not be able to stay in business as more people worked remotely and fewer used its co-working spaces. The company spent years trying to turn its business around after a disastrous attempt to go public in 2019, during which investors questioned the company's governance and heavy spending. It improved its finances in the years since and is now a publicly traded company. But it's also taken a huge pandemic hit, having to keep making monthly payments on expensive office leases, even as some locations sit largely empty. In its last quarterly report, WeWork said paying for office space consumed 74% of its income. Its stock has lost nearly all of its value. In its bankruptcy filing, the company says it's renegotiated a vast majority of its debt, but wants to reject leases at certain locations. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
While China's imports surprisingly moved up in October, exports fell more than anticipated. So maybe the world will use less oil. Crude is down 1.8% now, below $80 a barrel. Are college athletes really employees of their colleges and universities? That's the question at the center of a case involving the University of Southern California. A judge with the National Labor Relations Board will begin hearings today, which could change college athletics as we know it, Marketplace's Henry Epp reports.
Under federal law, someone is considered an employee
if they are working under the control of an employer, and usually that's for some kind of compensation.
Risa Lieberwitz, a professor of labor and employment law at Cornell, says it's a broad definition, and college athletes, who are often compensated through scholarships, seem to fit it, argues Ellen Zavian at George Washington University.
They're told when to get up, what to do during the day, and when to perform.
But if student athletes succeed in being reclassified as employees, Zavian says they could negotiate for a cut of the revenues that colleges, conferences, and the NCAA now control.
A percentage of television, a percentage of merchandise, a percentage of all those revenue streams.
And if that happens, says David Berry at Southern Utah University,
it would fundamentally change the way in which this enterprise is organized.
But Berry's not holding his breath. He says he closely watched a similar effort fall short 8 years ago. I'm Henry Epp for Marketplace.
We need you now. One generous Marketplace fan, Dr. Joe Rush from Florida, is offering to match the next $50,000 in donations to Marketplace. And every single gift gets us closer to a critically important May fundraising goal. Give right now and double your impact thanks to this generous match. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
'Tis the season for picking benefits. Open enrollment for private health insurance at work, Affordable Care Act plans, and also Medicare. These decisions can be complex, and scammers can take advantage, often targeting seniors. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams consulted experts.
Just like many of us, scammers tend to follow the news, and open enrollment season is in the news and in ads.
And the criminals know that, and they know that we're hearing about it.
Kathy Stokes is Director of Fraud Prevention Programs with AARP.
And they take advantage and will try to get us to purchase a plan that doesn't exist or share our Medicare numbers so that they can sell it on the dark web to the highest bidder.
The Federal Trade Commission is warning consumers to be wary of open enrollment scams that promise better Medicare or Medicare Advantage benefits or cheaper prescription drugs. Some estimates put Medicare fraud, including elder abuse, in the neighborhood of $60 billion a year. But Darren Houghton of the National Council on Aging says there are ways to spot the scammers. Number one, if they're calling you out of the blue.
Medicare doesn't call them. Social Security doesn't call them. And most of the time, unless you have a business relationship, an insurance company won't call them either.
There are places to go for reliable info, like Medicare.gov or your local state health insurance assistance program. Plus, there are strategies families and friends can use to protect against scams in general, especially in the era of more advanced AI that can even mimic a loved one's voice.
So one of the things that we've come up with is using safe words. So, okay, before I do this, what is our safe word? That AI has no idea what to say there.
And those kinds of conversations are a big part of the fight against scammers. Here's AARP's Kathy Stokes again.
Go home and call your mom or, you know, talk to your friends, talk to your family. The more we talk about it, the more we essentially inoculate others, because data show that if you know a specific scam, you're 80% less likely to engage with it.
So be skeptical of random phone calls, suspicious of any emails asking for your personal or health data, and have conversations with family about the risks during open enrollment. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.
And we'd promised to keep an eye on the banking system snafu on Friday that delayed direct deposits for an estimated 900,000 customers at multiple banks. Banks have promised to sort it out without need for action by customers. Still, there's concern if, say, a paycheck did not land as expected, there may have been insufficient funds for other scheduled payments. My team reached out to the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, which told us it's monitoring this. A representative said affected consumers must not be penalized by overdraft fees, late fees, or other penalties. Consumerfinance.gov/complaint is one way to report it if problems persist. Consumerfinance.gov/complaint. Our producers are James Graham, Naomi Rainey, Olivia Wilson, Nick Perez, Ariana Rosas, Alex Schroeder, and Erica Soderstrom. Our senior producer is Meredith Gerritsen Morby. It is the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.